Hey there. Welcome to your unfair advantage to block bullies, narcissists, and manipulators so you can be free of the anxiety, fear, and doubt that comes from gaslighting, walking on eggshells, and being energetically attacked. This is a very quick three-step process. I'll be sharing how to do this as well as doing it for you as we go along. You can receive the benefit of this simple and effective tool while I'm going through the instructions. Depending on how you best learn, you may see each step. You may feel the shifts in your energy field and have a physical response. You may just follow along with my words and know that the process is working for you. However works best for you is perfect. The first step is to remove intimidator energy. To do this, we move a large ball of sparkly cobalt blue energy through your body and energy fields, starting above your head and moving to below your feet and down your grounding cord, which is nice and wide and connected to the center of the earth. As this moves through all of your energy bodies and your physical body, it removes all ropes, cables, chains, bonds, hooks, cords, any form of attachment a bully, narcissist, or manipulator has put on you to drain your energy. You'll feel your energy coming back within seconds of doing this first step. Seconds. The second step is repair. In this step, you'll repair your energy field and fill in any outlets that made you an easy target for tyrants, tormentors, and manipulators. To do this, you'll draw down a column of sparkly white light that runs through your body and connects you to heaven and earth. Expand it out in all directions, 360 degrees, to just beyond the edges of your energy field, surrounding you in a sphere, a white ball of energy. You'll feel safe in your personal field as this step instantly repairs the damage done by any attachments. It fills in any tears, holes, or rips in your energy field so that you're no longer available to be hooked into. The third step is rubberize. In this step, you'll rubberize your external energy field to protect your personal energy from further attacks. To do this, imagine the edges of the white ball surrounding you becoming rubberized. It's like coating the entire exterior of your energy field with a layer of protection. This blocks any attempts of your tormentor to attach more chains, bonds, hooks, or any other forms of attachments. They will just bounce away. It will allow in beneficial energy to support you and increase your vitality. You now have a bully blocker, an unfair advantage over any narcissist, tormentor, or tyrant that's been draining you through energy manipulation. It effectively blocks their attempts to victimize you so that you get your control back. That was the instruction part. Now, let's do it together. We'll start with a grounding exercise. If you're driving or operating machinery, keep your eyes open, be aware, and receive the benefit by listening to my voice. Otherwise, put your feet on the ground, or imagine them there, and your hands on your heart. You can also use just one hand if you're driving. Now, if you're in a safe place, close your eyes and take a deep breath. Let it out slowly. Take another deep breath, feeling it all the way to your toes. Slowly release that breath. Now bring your attention to the space between your hands and your heart. Notice what you notice there. There might be a temperature, a sensation, a movement, a direction to that movement, a color or stillness. Just notice what you notice. Bring your attention to the base of your spine. Notice the grounding cord going into the center of the earth. It's nice and wide, the width of your hips, set on release and super slippery. It's magnetic So anything that you're here to release, whether it is conscious, subconscious, or unconscious, will be drawn out of you and easily slip down that grounding cord into the center of the earth to be turned into energy. Converted, recycled, transformed into pure energy for your life. Now bring your attention to the bottoms of your feet. Notice that there are grounding cords coming out of the arches going down into the center of the earth. These cords are set on receive and tap into the reservoir of energy you released and the healing energy of the earth. Energy to nourish you, nurture you, and energize you. Bringing up that energy through your feet, ankles, lower legs, knees, upper legs, hips, your low abdomen, low back, mid-abdomen, mid-back, your chest cavity, upper spine, the back of your neck, back of your head, up to the crown. Notice at your crown that you have a cord attaching you to the heavens, connecting you to heaven and earth, completely present in this moment. The energy from above combines with the energy of the earth and spreads out across your scalp, down your forehead, past your eyes, your jaw, across your throat, spreading out and down your shoulders, your upper arms, elbows, forearms, wrists, hands, and now flowing directly into your heart. Notice what is different in the space between your hands and your heart now that you have all of this energizing, nourishing, and nurturing energy flowing into your heart. Notice what has changed. Take a deep breath and slowly press your hands into your heart space, then let them float down. Now open yourself to having a simple, effective, and powerful way to deal with those bullies, narcissists, or manipulators in your life. First, we remove the energy of any intimidator that's been tormenting you. Imagine a large ball of sparkly, cobalt blue energy moving through all your energy bodies and your physical body, starting above your head to below your feet and down your grounding cord. As this moves through your energy field, it removes any energetic ropes, cables, chains, bonds, hooks, any form of attachment a bully, narcissist, or manipulator has put on you to drain your energy. Notice that you feel your energy coming back as these attachments are now removed. Feel it flowing into all the areas that were tired, depleted, and exhausted. Notice it rejuvenating your vitality, vibrancy, and invigorating you. Now we'll repair your energy field and fill in any outlets that made you an easy target for tyrants, tormentors, and manipulators. Draw down a column of sparkly white light that runs through your body and connects you to heaven and earth. Expand it out in all directions to just beyond the edges of your energy field and surround you in a ball of pure white light. Notice that all tears, holes, and rips, the damage done by any attachments, has been repaired, and your energy field is completely filled in so you can be safe in your personal space. The final step is to rubberize your external energy field. Imagine the edges of the white ball surrounding you becoming rubberized. Make it strong, elastic, and bouncy, so that as the tyrant, tormentor, or manipulator attempts to attach more chains, cables, or hooks, they will just bounce away. It's that simple. Your personal energy is now protected from further attacks. Beneficial energy is allowed in to support you and increase your vitality. You now have an unfair advantage over any tormentor that's been draining you through energy manipulation. You're aware and able to block their attempts to control you. Now you're the one in control. Take a deep breath. and come back to now. You can use this MP3 as a refresher anytime you're feeling attacked energetically. I've also designed it to be used in a matter of seconds using the prompts of remove, repair, and rubberize. Say the words in your mind as commands. Remove, repair, rubberize. In seconds, feel relief from attachment drains. Feel the control over your energy field return. Now, know that you have a safe retreat where you can reclaim your personal power. It's now simple to keep bullies, narcissists, and manipulators out of your energy field. Remember, remove, repair, rubberize. For some, having a physical action helps lock in the clearing and protection. I've done a video as well for you so that you can see how I use arm and hand motions. The remove action is a motion that moves your hands facing towards your body from above your head and moves them down, ending with your palms facing down toward the ground. The repair action is a hand motion that starts by your head, moves down, then back up. The rubberize action is a motion of your hands, palms facing outward, and pushing from your chest out into the space around you. You are now armed with a simple and effective tool, a bully blocker, that gives you an unfair advantage against those who want a reaction out of you. You're now in control of how you react to them and are now giving them nothing to use against you. This is Gwen, sending you much love and many blessings.